Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning.
I've just been reading at the weekend about a fellow who, he was a kindergarten teacher. He learnt baking from his mother's old women's weekly recipes, and he's making $17,000 an hour. Have you heard about him?
I have heard about him. In my dreams, boy, wouldn't we all love to be earning $17,000 an hour. I do wonder if that's every day, though. No, he's a very inspiring young man, kindergarten teacher. His name's actually Keith Green, and he's been decorating cakes. And 2 years ago, he put up how to decorate these cakes on YouTube, and it's gone viral. And he calls the YouTube channel Cakes by Chopper, and that's C-H-O-P-P-A. He thinks that it went viral because last year, it was last July, when that Spider-Man movie came out, he did a cake, a Spider-Man cake, and he showed people how to make it, and I think that's the point of difference. He didn't just put up the final product, which, of course, a lot of us do. He actually went to quite considerable detail showing people how to make this cake. Anyway, he's now hooked up with a company in the US called Tastemade, and they're looking after all his promotions and advertising. He does admit that he had some help from two people. One was called the One Pot Chef and another Nico's Kitchen. They've had a lot of experience with YouTube and they've helped him along. So, golly, I tell you what, get onto YouTube and you might be earning $17,000 an hour too.
Fascinating, the internet. Now, what about August? Baking cakes?
Oh, look, well, baking and cakes are very hot at the moment. I mean, not only do we have the Great Australian Bake Off on Channel 9, but through the whole month of August, the Red Cross National Fundraiser is happening, and they've got a number of celebrity bakers involved, including Maggie Beer and, of course, Adriano Zumbo. So you need to go to a website, thebigcakebake.org.au, to find out more information about this and help the Red Cross raise funds, which is, you know, it's a fantastic charity.
Wonderful.
And last week I visited, you won't believe it, I actually went to Taronga Park Zoo. I didn't go with my granddaughter because she wasn't in town. She's going to be in town this week. But they've opened a fantastic new cafe there. It's called Taronga Piazza, inspired by Giovanni Pilou. A bit of a mouthful, let me tell you. But Giovanni is that Sardinian chef who owned and ran Carla Luna down at the Spitbridge many years ago. A lot of people loved that place. And then he went over to Freshwater, Harbord Beach, and opened Pilou at Freshwater. And now he's opened this terrific cafe at the zoo. And I must say, the zoo certainly needed some decent food. I mean, I know there are a lot of complaints that kids were not able to eat healthy or tasty food. So this is opened, and there's some delicious things there, let me tell you. There's a gorgeous pulled pork sandwich that I tried. And he's got lots of home-baked cakes as well and biscuits, including a very good chocolate tart, pasta dishes, some very good salads. So that's at Taronga Zoo, and the good thing about it is you don't actually need to go into the zoo. You don't have to pay to go in and see the animals. You can just wander in through the main gate, and there's this wonderful piazza area with beautiful views, and the cafe is just over to the right. And when I went again on Sunday, and there were long queues waiting for the coffee. The coffee's good, and so it's doing really well. And on top of that, Giovanni has just put out a really magnificent cookbook. It's called a Sardinian Cookbook, because he is originally from Sardinia. He's an Italian chef. And this has been brought out with Roberta Muir, who's from the Sydney Seafood School, full of beautiful photos and lots of wonderful recipes. And one of those recipes I've put up on my webpage today for a Sardinian seafood soup.
Okay, now that's good. Now, you've got no school holidays at the moment. So
no school holidays. But what I'm doing is I've noticed there's a lot of interest in after-school cooking classes for kids, right through from kindergarten all the way up to year six. And I've started doing one of those at a primary school in the eastern suburbs. I'm also running them from my home. I'm starting the first one on August the 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. So the idea is that kids come and they learn how to make a meal with four different dishes.
And get to eat it.
Too sweet. So, and then the parents don't have to worry about feeding them dinner. And hopefully the kids will cook them dinner. So those classes are beginning at my home in Cameray on Friday, August the 16th.
Wonderful. Sounds great. Now, your website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
And you told me what your recipe is this week?
Yes, my recipe is for that Sardinian seafood soup, which is from Giovanni Pilou's wonderful new book, A Sardinian Cookbook.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.